Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to wrap things up for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Danny G, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to Chris Nee, who filled us in on some FSU going-ons, and Corey Bender. So we had the Florida State connection right after another, and you know that they are. I know that Florida's killing it. I mean, because when I went up there, I'll tell you what, they're just, you know, when you start winning and you're in those SEC championship type games, you're gonna get the kids. You're gonna get the kids' attention anyway. As you know, we are just right around the corner from a really, really much anticipated and coveted season in South Florida for high school football, and certainly we have some teams throughout the entire state, but especially in South Florida, who are highly regarded from a national standpoint, certainly by high school football in America. And co-founder Jeff Fisher was kind enough to join us this evening. Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy time for you, busy schedule. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no, it is, Blue. Always good to talk to you. It's the time of year that I check the thickness of my skin and put out preseason rankings.
Hey, listen, that's, you know, the good thing is, though, you could do it and you could do a national one and then kind of just turn off your phone. But I got to go to the store in the morning. So when I do local ones, watch out. You know,
I mean, I feel you.
Got that? I know my size in Kevlar now. So I obviously, but all kidding aside, I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, and it was really tough to debase the body of work on 2020 because it was kind of an uneven thing. We were just talking with Roland Smith from Miami Central tonight, and here's a guy who played 1.5 regular season games. So, I mean, you know, how do you get ready for the playoffs, and how do you judge teams on a 6-game season? Obviously, it's not easy. Talk about how you go about it, because that's your job. That's not mine.
Yeah, well, it's actually the algorithm's job. I just wrote a column about this. Our first poll, this is year number 10 of rankings and the ninth for our algorithm. So in 2012, we decided to use our opinion, and I knew, you know what that's worth, right? But I created an algorithm that has gotten some respect around the country, mostly from coaches, about what we do. So we put together the algorithm, very, very proud of it. What I don't like, and I'll be honest with you, we chatted about this before the last time I was on, but I'm not a big fan of preseason polls. The algorithm is, you know, meant to do what it's meant to do, which is, you know, analyze the on-the-field results. But the fans love the preseason polls, as you know, so we started doing one. So it's a scaled-down version of what we do. A lot of it, you know, you've got a strength of schedule in it during the preseason. You've got returners. You've got, you know, strength of schedule, returners, all those sort of things. You got a tradition in there. And when it's all said and done this year, we decided to kind of ramp it up. We started with a top 25 10 years ago. We went to a top 117, and this year we decided to do a top 300. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I guess it was COVID.
Yeah, you were locked inside too long. That's great, though. You know what, though? They always taught me the more names you read, the more people are going to bother reading what you got. So at least you got 300 different programs. You know, obviously the upper tier programs, the IMGs, the St. Francis's, the Boscos, the Mater Days, couple of Texas schools. Talk about how, you know, you look at those type of programs, and then Florida, which understands now that in order to be rated and to be highly rated and to be considered for a national title, you got to play some games. And That's one thing that St. Thomas and Northwestern and Central are doing this year. It's playing some games. And Heritage, too, are playing games.
Yeah, and those out-of-state games have been really kind of a godsend to the algorithm itself, because you can literally see those, you know, top, what do you want to call it, a top 30, 35 teams. We know who they are. They're around. Right. You know, tradition means something. So when Miami Central going west, you know, when you got, you know, Northwestern doing its stuff outstate, and you know, Pat Surtain, our coach of the year last year, he's not afraid of anyone either. It helps the algorithm out a little bit. But, you know, one thing I will say is, you know, Florida, since we began the rankings, has always been strong. That's not a surprise to anybody. But quite honestly, when the numbers trickled out, you know, because I put in most of the information in the algorithm, and then I kind of sit back and watch after the rest of it gets put in. And when it kicked out with 53 Florida teams in the top 300, I was like, well, that's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, that is pretty darn impressive. And, you know, you talk about IMG, a lot of the, you know, obviously for a lot of reasons, even though Heritage is going to play them this year, and everybody does play them, most of the purists don't really regard them as a Florida school, because they have three kids on the whole roster that are from Florida. You know, it's tough to do the academy. It really is. You know, it's because of the fact that, especially when they don't have a lot of kids locally. Now, how do you look at an IMG? I saw you have them highly rated, obviously, for a great reason, because they're stacked. I mean, Pepper Johnson's the head coach now, so, I mean, you know, they're going to do some really good things. So how do you go about looking at an IMG? You just put the algorithms together and see that they've got studs.
Yeah, well, you do. And you know, with the algorithm itself, you know, I got to be honest with you, and I don't even know if I've ever told anybody this on the record other than real people close to me. It comes down to the fact where there was a moment there, because of what you talked about, we were thinking, well, does IMG deserve to be in there because of the recruiting, because of the, you know, for all those reasons that we all know. And then I started thinking about it, and I'm like, well, you know, they're playing all these teams around the country. It's going to affect those teams too, right?
Right,
so let's just leave them in there. You know, one of the things that hurts them is the fact that they can't play for a state championship. And I'm not saying that's a negative within the algorithm, but it is something that is looked at. And, you know, they're number five, and Aquinas is in front of them at number four. So it's going to be an interesting year. I became good friends with Bobby Acosta, who, of course, left after 1 year. He's now in Texas and all that. So I got a pretty good inside look at the program. I think Coach Johnson's going to do a great thing there. And I knew Coach Wright before that. I respect the fact that the guys that are doing the coaching there are in it for the right reasons. Now, everything else, that's for a beer or a glass of wine.
Off
the record.
No, you're right. Talk about some of the other teams that you have from Florida, and you know, because obviously St. Thomas, a two-time defending 7A state champions, and but they do have their work cut out. They're going to have a really tough schedule this year as well.
Yeah, and you know, it sure helps at the high school level, as you know, if you've got a guy that's won a state championship at quarterback, a couple of them, right? So they're four. You got IMG at five, American Heritage. What a meat grinder of a schedule at 18. I love, you know, Coach Smith. He was our coach of the year, I think, about 5 years ago at number 22 for Miami Central. And, you know, they can have a national championship right in their sights if they get it done with what they have to do on the road. And you've got them at 22, Cardinal Gibbons.
But think about this, Jeff.
Yeah.
Think about this before I didn't mean to interrupt, but think about come out of the block and they play Bosco, Gorman, Booker T. Washington, and Northwestern, which, you know, I mean, you'd have to have your head examined if you did that, but we just talked to him tonight, and he said that's the only way we know how to schedule. Remember when they scheduled Hoover, when Hoover had a 42-game home winning streak and 103-degree temperatures, and they beat them. So you never know. You never know.
And you know, the one thing that doesn't get talked about a lot, and you know this, I lived in Los Angeles for 6 years because we moved the company around the country to try and kind of get boots on the ground and grow what the High School Football America brand is. But, you know, I watched a lot of teams, and I helped a lot of teams from out east come right. out to Los Angeles. It's hard to win out west with that, you know, 3-hour time difference because if you're playing a 7 o'clock game, you're starting at 10 o'clock on the East Coast clock. So if anybody can do it, and they've proven they can do it before, that's what I'm saying. If if they get out with a couple of W's, and that's a long, tall road to go on, it puts the Rockets in pretty good position. But yeah, it's, you know, it's the usual characters in the top 100. You know, I mentioned Gibbons at 28, Northwestern at 32, Trinity Christian out of Jacksonville, 45, Chaminade Madonna, 46, and Miami Columbus. So nine of the top 50 teams are from there, and you're the one who's taught me more than anyone. I met you down there the first time in South Florida. You guys play some darn good football down there, and on any given week, it's a cliche, but it's true down in that neck of the woods.
100%. Jeff, let everybody know how they could follow you, all your the great work you do, because you guys put out a lot of things. Let everybody know from social media and also website-wise.
Well, thanks, Blue. So you can watch or check us out at highschoolfootballamerica.com. Just, you know, highschoolfootball, add America to it with the .com on it. You got us. Our handle on Twitter is HSFBAmerica. We're very active on that. We've got 22,000 followers, and they're all good high school football followers. So we appreciate you just giving us a couple of minutes tonight to talk about what we do. And I think you guys are going to have an awesome year down there. Can I ask you a quick question? What's the game you want to see this year? What's the game in South Florida that you want to see this year? Well, you want to be on the sidelines for it.
Gorman and Central.
There you go. Okay.
And it's in Naples, which is like an hour away from here, so that's good. I'm because I think Central just in the last month and a half kind of bypassed a few teams that because they just got five new players. So two of them are going to Arizona State. So we'll see. I said to Roland Smith, I said, man, you're going to need a game. He said, we don't have a game to get ready. He said, we got to play right off the bat. So again, I would like to see that. I think it's going to be a nice one. We'll see what happens. But again, Jeff, thanks so much. We'll follow you. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for joining us.
Appreciate it, Blue. Have a great year.
Good stuff. Jeff Fisher from High School Football in America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.